Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. And follow us on Apple and Spotify. Provide feedback at apriori.i@gmail.com. Boston Properties, Inc. NYSE. BXP, Q2 2023 Earnings Conference Call August 2, 2023 10 a.m. Eastern Time. The Q2 2023 earnings of Boston Properties, BXP, demonstrated that the company's performance was above market expectations and its own forecast. BXP completed 938,000 square feet of leasing during the quarter, with a weighted average lease term of 8 years. However, challenging leasing market conditions were observed. The company also completed multiple finance deals, bolstering its liquidity position and proving its continued access to capital markets. U.S. economic growth prediction is complex due to competing theories around inflation and interest rate increases. However, BXP is preparing for possible economic recession by increasing its liquidity, exploring additional capital raising opportunities, and being cautious in discretionary capital expenditures and new investment activity. Despite hopeful signs in some sectors, challenges in the U.S. economy exist, such as a predicted 6% year-over-year drop in corporate earnings for the S&P 500 in Q2 2023. Large tech companies, which were a major source of new employment and space absorption in recent years, are largely absent from the current leasing market. Despite these challenges, BXP's Q2 performance was above expectations with its financial performance, stable dividend, and leasing. With its leadership in the premier workplace market segment, strong balance sheet, significant development pipeline providing growth, and potential to gain market share due to market dislocation, BXP remains well positioned to weather the current economic slowdown. The report discusses trends in the real estate market across various regions, particularly Boston, San Francisco, D.C., Northern Virginia, and New York. Lease signing rose by 8% in Boston and 10% in San Francisco in the quarter, while dropping 11% in New York and 13.5% in D.C. The New York leases signed included a renewal down 28% on a cash basis. However, actual office usage is above expectation, with not all indicators following negative sentiment. Furthermore, global investment in the AI field, which is surging and expected to foster job growth, could potentially help recover markets like San Francisco. However, even as office supply improved, overall absorption was low across all U.S. markets. Some challenges included high availability and owners' unwillingness to commit to capital investments. As for disposals and joint ventures, these primarily concerned residential assets and lease development properties. Boston Properties executives discussed the company's growth prospects in the context of increasing cost of capital and cap rates. The team believes the residential asset segment is more liquid than office, although there are no premier workplaces selling. They noted that the nature of internal rate of return, IRR, is very much dependent on expectations for the future. Amazon's return to office on May 1 was cited as an example of a tech company reversing the work-from-home trend, while the tech industry's flat income growth trajectory and a potential overinvestment period were also noted. Boston Properties is considering the ongoing demand for space from artificial intelligence companies, while an increase in workplace strategy is seen as a sign of future demand. With regards to capital, the company is looking to ensure it has enough capital to invest in the prime workspace and life sciences sectors. Meanwhile, executives pointed out the company's look-through cap rate is around 8.25%, while it purchased a prime workspace at a cap rate of 6.1%. Boston Properties, BXP, has experienced strong returns from the life science market when the market is stable. The firm is seeing a modest demand for traditional office spaces in the greater Boston suburban area, having been able to capture some due to owning premium properties in prime locations. While there is considerable capital available for life science developments, the supply is outstripping demand, leading to an excess of offerings in the market. However, BXP expects demand to gradually improve and is optimistic about its leasing prospects. The company sees significant potential for growth in parking revenues as offices reopen, with a return to pre-pandemic levels excluding a parking garage removed from service in Cambridge earlier this year.